Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our health guru, Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Good morning to our worldwide friends. Did you know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience? You may be familiar with that statement, but what does that really mean to you? How does it influence the way you live your life, your human experience? Join our health guru, Beverly Nadler, today as she discusses the provocative subject of spirituality, which is not the same as religion, from various spiritual teachings. I'm very excited about this show because I would say that one of my best friends of decades, God bless his soul, Michael Wyman, who has passed several years ago, he always said that always way back when, decades and decades ago, and he lived it. And to this day, I think of him every single day, and everything I learned from him is very much a part of my heart and my soul. Welcome to the show, Beverly Nadler. I know Michael was a friend of yours as well.
Michael was a beautiful, beautiful soul. A beautiful person, is now a beautiful, well, he was a soul. We were always souls, actually. I did not know until you told me that Michael quoted that frequently. And I know exactly where he got the teaching from, which is very interesting. But the important thing is he did live it, as you say. And the more people that live that understanding, more than just knowing the words, which is what I did for a long time. I knew the words, but did not really understand what it meant and how it impacted my life. So, we will go right directly to the information that I've gathered in order to make it as simple as possible, and hopefully more and more people will investigate further to find out more about themselves, their true self as a spiritual being.
I just want to say, folks, that the journey will be well worth it. So I encourage you to really listen up to this show. It could change your life.
Thank you. Thank you. So first thing I want to say is that religion and spirituality are actually two different things, though there are what I'd call esoteric religions. In other words, the mystical part, or the part of the religion that honors what we're talking about today. Most religions are about worshiping a god that is separate from you. Spirituality has the recognition that God is not separate from you. Very often you hear God inside of you, but it even goes far beyond that. And I'm going to be talking today about that specific kind of spirituality where you recognize that God is far more than just inside you. But first I want to say a fascinating statistic is that there are 38,830 different denominations of Christianity and 10,000 other religions in the world. So the fact is, and most of them may agree on some themes, but not on everything. Spirituality is a bit, I'm going to say, simpler. It doesn't have the same kind of rules. It's a different kind of recognition, and it is the recognition that God is not separate from you. You are a spiritual being, and here on this planet Earth, you are having a human experience. Now, an interesting statement made by Einstein, who we know was a very intelligent a physicist, but also is very spiritual. And he made a statement, which is often quoted, that reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. And that's been a very tricky thing to understand. What he was talking about is the fact that we who are living in this third dimension do not know the reality of what the world, the universe, life really is. We only know what our five senses can bring us. And then there are the occasions and the ability to study further. But life on this third dimension is so demanding that relatively few people have the time or even the inclination to do that. And yet more and more people are becoming involved with wanting to understand why things happen the way they do, and understanding who you really are would be extremely, extremely helpful. There's many teachings that are based on this. Most of them are the Eastern teachings, such as Vedanta and Buddhism, and then the teachings by the Indian gurus, Sai Baba, Paramahansa Yogananda. There's Kriya Yoga, which actually Yogananda That's part of his teaching. Sai Baba said, interesting, that life is a game. Play it. And there is many pieces by Yogananda saying the same thing. He calls it a dream. One of the things that he said, which I want you to keep in mind as we continue what we're talking about today, he said, I am God, or you are also God. The difference between me and you is that I know it and you do not.
I love that. I really think that's awesome.
It is awesome. And when you really get what that means, it becomes even more awesome. Years ago, I read a book, and it was called Three Little Words. This is before I went into my deep spiritual studies. I've been studying. I've been on a spiritual path, actually, since I was a child. But my deep spiritual studies, I would say, are really within the last 15 years. But years before that, I read a book called Three Little Words. And the man who wrote it, his name was U.S. Anderson. He had been a coach, I think football, but I wouldn't swear to that, but I think it was football. Anyhow, he got involved in spiritual and metaphysical teachings, and apparently he went very deeply in the studies, and he became a speaker, and also he wrote this book. So all through the book, we don't know what those three words are. At the very, very end, the very last words in the book are, I am God. Okay, so I read that, and I tell you, I love the book. I found that it had an enormous amount of very, very important information, spiritual principles. But when I read those words, I was shocked, and I decided that this man was being blasphemous. He wasn't. He actually was saying the same thing that Sai Baba said. But without an understanding of how we come to that conclusion, it sounds crazy. And to those who are deeply involved in their religion, whatever one of those 38 or 48,000 religions, you know, you'd say, like, what are you talking about? Well, the idea is not just an idea. I had heard it before, and I did not understand it until I started studying Kabbalah. And what I had heard before is that we all are descended from one soul. There is just one soul, and we are all a part of it. And that in Hebrew, that word is Adam Dirushan, which means the first man. So we are all descended from Adam, so to speak. But what actually happened is what the scientists call the Big Bang, according to Kabbalah and apparently according to these other teachings, who never explained it until I read the Kabbalistic teachings. What happened at that time, it was that the Creator, who has many, many names, God just being one of those names, the most popular one, as we know, but there's many other names. But at any rate, the Creator wanted to share its bounty, its good, its joy, its love, and it had nothing or no one to share it with. I use the term no one because there's no other term, you know, in human writing we could use, but he had nothing to share it with. And so the Creator created out of itself, himself, herself, itself, created the universe, the world. And at the time that happened, that he first created the one soul, and then the one soul shattered into thousands upon thousands, thousands of pieces, and that one soul is what we call our universe, our world. And because of that, you know, people are recognizing at some level that there's a connection, and quantum physics tells us that at the deepest level, which was not visible to the human eye, but the deepest level, everything is connected. And so the one soul, we are all connected. And the Big Bang is the time that this occurred. So we all come from God. Not only God created us out of himself. that's how it happens, that we are all an aspect or a unit of God's consciousness or of God.
Wow, you certainly delivered that with a bang, Beverly Nadler. It just hits home big time.
I'm glad to hear that, because it is not the easiest thing to explain when I have read 15 different, or maybe it's 17, Kabbalistic books, studied Buddhism, Vedanta, self-realization with with his last or disciple, the very last living disciple that he ordained, Roy Eugene Davis. And they all say this, but they don't all give, like, where did this come from? And it was Kabbalah that I got. The one soul shattered into thousands upon thousands of pieces. And that is this extraordinary universe that we observe. Everything is literally God. Mm-hmm. Not just has the essence inside, but it is a part of God. And, of course, the highest of all God's creations is man. Now, sometimes we look at what people do and we just wonder, like, what is wrong with you? Why do you behave that way? I'm not going to try to explain that. That is for another teaching, but definitely not today. But the thing is, at our essence, all of us are connected. We are all part of the one soul. And we can think of this, an example of that. In fact, I used to use this example when I was teaching at the Learning Annex. We can compare ourselves to the one ocean. Each wave in the ocean is a separate unit, an individualized unit or aspect, but all waves are part of the ocean. They're all the ocean. We can also compare ourselves to the beach. Each grain of sand is a separate, individualized unit or aspect. But we all make up the one. They all make up the one beach.
I was just looking it up, the Big Bang Theory, and it's fascinating that it was created billions of years ago from a Big Bang. That's how the name got created. And there are all kinds of theories, all kinds of questions, and the consensus among scientists, astronomers, and cosmologists is that the universe as we know it was created in a massive explosion that not only created the majority of matter, but the physical laws that govern our ever-expanding cosmos. Fascinating.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That is really beautiful. And Kabbalistically, that is, on the mystical sense, how we all became one soul. But even beyond that, since you said it that way, I'd like to bring up the fact that this is why, as consciousness, as general consciousness, I'm going to say there is an evolution of consciousness on the planet. It's nowhere near where it has to be to have that ideal peace and joy that we are, bliss that we're looking for. But as it's happening, we read more and more about the importance of being with nature, the importance of recognizing how important it is that we take care of our environment, that we recognize that the healing powers of the environment. In fact, trees, they say to plant a tree, you say, well, yeah, trees are pretty. They're much more than that. Trees actually have a healing energy. They also absorb a lot of the carbon dioxide in the air. And when we consider the carbon dioxide is a poison, the more trees we are surrounded with, the less carbon dioxide we are forced to breathe. But we are a part of nature. Everything is a part. There are different dimensions, different levels, starting with the just the electron itself. And the proton, but going into the mineral kingdom, into the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and finally into the human kingdom, and then beyond that is what we call cosmic consciousness or Christ consciousness or enlightenment, or as Buddha called it, being awake. Yogananda, Kriya Yoga called it self-realization, the recognition that we are, in fact, one with the Creator.
We are one with the Creator. I even like to expand that to a whole other level. We are one with each other, just as fellow human beings. And if people can really grasp that and appreciate each other for our differences in culture, race, religion, sexual preferences, rather than judge each other for those very same things, what a great world we would be living in today.
Well, what a wonderful thing. I'm going to go far ahead in what I prepared for today, because that is one of the main reasons that we want to recognize the importance. Yeah, this is the section that I want to talk about right now, even though I was going to talk about it later, because you brought it up so beautifully. Why is it important to know or be aware of your true identity as a spiritual being? Because you would know that you and your loved ones never die. You are, and they are, souls that have a body, not bodies that have a soul. Therefore, when your soul leaves its body, it continues on its journey. Most, but not all, spiritual teachings stress the concept of reincarnation, the soul returning again and again to the schoolhouse of planet Earth until, consciousness has reached the level of enlightenment, which means having the same attribute as the Creator, which is that of bestowal, which is that of love, which is that of wanting to give. And here is that explanation. Another reason for knowing who you are and everyone else's, including your enemies, is that this recognition, it assists us in being kinder, more compassionate, more concerned with giving and helping others, not necessarily financially, of course, unless you can afford it, but helping others in other ways, motivating them, inspiring them, being their friend, knowing we're all spiritual beings, all connected to each other, because we all come from the same source, the one soul that the Creator created out of itself. And when we realize that, we realize that as we move and grow in consciousness, what we want is to reach that state of enlightenment, to be fully awake, to be self-realized. And in order to do that, we must live in harmony. It is absolutely essential. We must learn to peacefully coexist with each other, with nature, because nature, animals and plants and trees have the divine essence also. All are part of the one.
Agreed. And beautifully stated. Wow, this show is just giving me tingles into my soul. It is so extraordinary. People really, truly grasp the concept. It's about everything that I feel I'm here for, to make a difference and to support people in seeing that we are all human beings, that we are all here to serve each other, help each other, support each other, rather than judge each other, fight each other, battle each other. The world would shift if we had that creative cosmos consciousness. And folks, one of the things I want to suggest to put you on that path is to listen to this show every day, because we do our utmost to enlighten you, to inspire you, and to teach you. Surely I learn things every day from every guest, and I invite you to check out our shows and do likewise. And here, in the words of our health guru, is why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do invite you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage at joycebarryandfriends.com, and in the upper left, right under my picture, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that one word follow, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them, because if you cannot join us at 11 a.m. Eastern, and Lord knows worldwide we are at different times all over the world, so if you cannot join us when we are live at the Eastern time, you can listen in 24/7. You can download the shows. You can play them in your car. You can send out the links and share them with others. So do become a follower so you need not miss any great show. Beverly?
I agree.
I thought I lost you.
No, I thought I lost you, because you usually say something, you know, like back to you, Beverly, or something like that. So I didn't know if you had completed what you wanted to say. And I highly recommend that, because every speaker, every guest on your show has something to offer that is unique, is special, and some go into, you know, the spiritual, some into the nutritional, some into other health aspects, some into motivational. You just have amazing people. And people like Eben Alexander and Bernie Siegel, who are very well known in their fields and in their work and in the things that they've done. So, and plus you have a wonderful psychic on periodically, Peter Marks. And it's just a wonderful experience, and quite frankly, and I don't say this just because I'm on this show, but I don't think there is another radio show that covers things as widely and as well as Joyce Barry and Friends.
I just want to thank you for that. And also, and you said another wonderful psychic. How about extraordinary psychic? How about, in my opinion, the best psychic on the planet? Psychic to celebrities, psychic to people all over the world that call on him and appreciate him and value him certainly as much as we do.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we're getting back to... let me explain that what we're talking about, or what I'm talking about for the most part, is not something that you can really figure out and understand with the mind. It is something that must be felt. It is something you feel in your heart, something that you feel intuitively, which has to do with your with the anjana, or the mind, the chakra, just before the main, the top, the crown chakra. It's really important to recognize that it's more of a feeling thing, because there isn't enough information to support this sufficiently for the human mind to be able to say, oh yeah, that's true, I'm going to become enlightened today, or I'm going to be awake today. Generally, it takes many, many, many lifetimes. So for those who do not believe in many, many lifetimes, sorry, the reincarnation seems to be well accepted by everyone that's involved in the esoteric or spiritual teachings. But some do say that our evolution does not necessarily have to continue in a human form. It can continue in the many, many different dimensions. You know, Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many, what was the word that he used? There are many rooms, I'm not sure. But what he's saying, basically, is there are many, 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 many different dimensions or realms, and we could be traveling through those. The point is, our soul cannot die because it is part of God or the Creator, which cannot die, and everything would fall apart. I mean, the Creator created it all out of itself. We have many names, you know, besides God. We call divinity, Lord, Creator, mind, power, universal intelligence, sometimes just consciousness or spiritual consciousness, source, the infinite. Doesn't matter what name you give. Something created this universe and operates it according to exact laws. And by the way, we do also have shows that explain these laws that humans need to live by while they are spiritual beings, but living in this physical world, having a human experience. Not everyone on a spiritual journey is seeking to achieve enlightenment or being totally awake or having the inner knowing and experience. It's not just the knowledge, but the knowledge is important, because if you don't even have this knowledge, you are never going to see any specific reason why it's so important for us to honor each other, for us, just as Joy so beautifully explained before, to recognize the beauty in each person, to know our divinity, even if we don't experiencing it is somewhat different. It's something like what the best one I can explain would be Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda. His earthly purpose, which he was aware of as a young man, was that he was meant to carry out this in his human experience, to leave his beloved India, come to America, and plant new seeds of spirituality in a land that was filled quite a bit with personal selfishness and greed. And, well, you can look around you and you know what this world primarily is filled with. Not every person, but there is a huge consciousness of that. The exact opposite of selflessness he came to bring us. And he was someone who was awake. He was enlightened. He was self-realized while in his physical body. And in 32 years, he personally gave his teachings to over 100,000 people. And he built ashrams and healing centers and retreats in India and the U.S. He did not have an easy life. This is something that people might go, oh, well, seeking the spiritual, all else is added, does not mean that it is an easy life. The physical realm, and all teachings agree with this, the physical realm is one of a struggle. It's one that is not full of ease. It is one that is meant to be challenging for us to grow and evolve so that we evolve in consciousness through the struggles and the pain and the crises and all of these things that happen in this human experience. But this man accepted all of this. He had many disappointments, and I'm sure he recognized them as disappointments. But he also decided that when he had created all of these things, it was time for him to leave. And he said specifically, I'm tired. I want to go home. He was only in his 50s. What did he mean by home? He meant that he wanted to be with Source, with Creator. He wanted to return. And it is our destiny. And in all teachings, and I'm talking about esoteric, teachings say the same thing. It is our destiny. At some point, we will all arrive there. How long it takes, there is no such thing as time when we come to the one reality, the God reality or source reality. But he wanted to go home, and it was noted, observers noted, that after he left his body, there was not the slightest indication of bodily decay for more than 20 days. So pure was this man.
And that's Yogananda, is that correct?
Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda. And there is a wonderful book that he wrote, his main book, right now I can't, the name is not, it's something with a guru, I don't know, you can probably find it because you're looking on the computer. I do want to mention that my daughter, Ariana, what's one of her names, her birth name is Denise, who has been on this show and who Joyce honors with playing her beautiful music. We go to a wonderful place in Lakemont, Georgia, and it's called the Center for Spiritual Awareness. And that's where we recharge our spiritual batteries, our energies, because we are not dealing with the everyday, mundane, and very necessary things that go on in the physical world. We're surrounded by nature. It's a very beautiful place. And the founder of the center is Roy Eugene Davis, who I said was the last person to personally be ordained by Yogananda. And we are, in fact, leaving next week for a week in Lakemont, Georgia, at this center. And if you want to find out more about the center, simply put Center for Spiritual Awareness into Google or CSA, and you will be on that site and you'll find out more about it. It is totally devoted to sharing as much information as possible to assist people in living a good and wholesome and healthy human experience while knowing that they are truly divine beings, knowing that that's who they are. Not necessarily, as I said, do we reach that in one lifetime. We weren't designed to. Yogananda reached it in a lifetime, but from what I've read, is there were many incarnations before that in which he came into this past lifetime with this full awareness. But the full awareness also had to be developed. He studied with his own guru's teacher for many years before he became enlightened in this lifetime. So it's not something that happens overnight, but it is something to aspire to, because the more you do, the more you find that even though life still has its struggles, its disappointments, its pain, its crises and so on, and traumas, even though it has that, there is the recognition that the physical world really is the dream, the illusion, the game. This is what the physical world is. And the more we become connected to who we truly are, easier it becomes to deal with the way human life we treat it and it treats us. We are able to accept things much better. So it's for that reason, but I mentioned the two most important reasons. One is to know that we never die, and your loved ones never die. This doesn't mean that you wouldn't go through a grieving period. You've lost the presence of someone that you love. But the fact is, knowing that this is not the end, you know, they have T-shirts that say something like, life sucks and then you die. I mean, that's a terrible T-shirt. It's not like that. And this is a place of learning and growing, and this is what we're meant to do while we are here on planet Earth.
Beverly, that story about Yogananda, which I was not familiar with, I loved it, the inspiration, because his mission, he had a message, a purpose, and he did everything he could to fulfill that purpose. I wanted to say that my my hero in that regard, similar kind of story, is the Buddha. And he was brought up and raised in the palace of all kinds of excesses with everything, where there were old people, people who aged, people who were sick. He had no experience on that score whatsoever. And it got into his head to venture out of the castle, which they didn't want him to do. They were shielding him from all of that. They wanted him to live a life of happiness and peace. So he ventured outside the castle, found this big tree, sat under it, and meditated and meditated and meditated. And then he started walking around, and he saw sickness and people with that were really poor and struggling and trying to survive. He had no clue. As I said, the palace shielded him from all of this. So, folks, forgive me if I'm not really capturing the essence. You can look up Buddha and his enlightenment. But that's what he did. He left his very happy, secure surroundings because in his heart and soul, he knew there was another world out there. And he ventured out and made it a life mission to see how in some way he could help those people. So I just wanted to put that in.
Yeah, beautifully said, Joyce. Buddha never used the word ever, the word God. And so some people in the past have said to me, well, Buddhism is not a good religion. Actually, it's not really a religion. It's a spiritual path. It's a beautiful spiritual path. And one of the things that I love about this spiritual path is that they make such, what shall I say, non-judgment, compassion is so much a part of it. But he never used the word God because he was aware of, even at that time, which is, you know, many, many years ago, that people had so many concepts and ideas and beliefs surrounding that word. So he never used it. What he called it was Buddha mind. That what we want is to develop Buddha mind, and Buddha mind is basically self-realization, recognizing that we are part of the all, but in that, and everyone is part of that, and being compassionate is one of the biggest things, plus definitely the importance of meditation. But beautifully said in one of the books that I read on Buddhism, you don't have to sit for a half an hour and torture yourself. Start with a minute. Start with 2 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. And gradually move, because the mind, which they call the monkey mind, will keep pulling you away and you say, I can't meditate. But if you only do it for a minute, you see that you can. And then a little bit more and a little bit more. And I've mentioned that now because one wants to know, how do I honor the truth of who I really am? How do we honor that? And meditation is one of the ways, but not a forced meditation that you sit there and you struggle. It is done peacefully. And the other ways, of course, is to give gratitude.
Wait, Beverly, hold that thought. Before you go on, I just wanted to say, becoming one with the soul, which is what this show is about today, is meditation. It means banishing the consciousness of being related to the body and to human limitations, and trying to remember that one is a soul. Meditation brings proof of the existence of God. And one of the other things I want to say about that, when you get into that state, I was trying to distinguish the difference between a meditation and a prayer. And I believe that a prayer, you are speaking to God. And when you meditate, you're speaking to your inner soul. So they're all connected in one way or another, but meditation is a big part of this enlightenment.
Absolutely. In fact, most teachings will tell you that without meditation, you're not going to be able to do it. It's not going to happen. The other is contemplation. You meditate, and some meditation is looking for absolute silence from your mind, and not, as things get passed through the mind, you just don't pay attention to them. You just breathe and allow it to just pass through, because the mind is programmed. There's all kinds of stuff that it chooses to bring up because that's how we've lived our lives. But there's contemplation where you actually take into meditation some profound thoughts. A profound thought might be, you, I am God and you are God. And the only difference between me and you is that I'm aware of it and you are unaware. Or you might take into it self-realization, that Sai Baba. Self-realization is the knowing in body, mind, and soul that we are one with the omnipresence of God. You can take into meditation some of the words, quotes. One of the things that's lovely about Paramahansa Yogananda is many things. You have tons of beautiful quotes, but one of them, and the one that I mentioned before, but in body, mind, and soul, that you are one with the presence of God, is his. But on the other hand, he also said, don't take life so seriously. Everything here is nothing more than God's motion picture. And what he's saying is that the physical world is an illusion. And, of course, you need to have a little more on that before that will make sense. I would like to refer people to my own book because I spent years putting it together. I don't mean writing it, but putting all the information together. And basically it explains the two things. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and that statement, which is, by the way, from a Jesuit priest and also scientist, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and also Einstein's statement, reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. And the book, which is almost 300 pages, is dedicated to explaining that so that you actually have enough knowledge to be able to believe it. That doesn't mean you will necessarily experience yourself as a Yogananda or a Buddha or a Moses or a Jesus. You're not going to necessarily experience yourself. Even Emerson, he by the way was self-realized individual. Socrates, but you will believe it, and by believing it, it will change the way you live your life. Hopefully, you believe it, and I'd like to refer you to my site where you can read about it. Just click on the link that says Loving the Game of Life. My site is BeverlyNadler.com. You'll see that in the middle, there's a middle menu, and you click on that and you can read about it. If it interests you, if you're more than just curious about what we've talked about today, this will assist you in giving a background. And then I would say, study everything, not everything, but anything that comes your way that resonates with you, that speaks of these principles. You want to read the autobiography of a yogi, by the way. That's Paramahansa Yogananda's book. Check out things on the site, CSA. Consider some spiritual retreats, some books on Buddhism or Vedanta. Look at Kabbalah. Look at these various things if you have more than a curiosity. But if you want a background that really will help settle this in so that it makes sense to you, even though you don't truly experience, I'm not self-realized. I'd like to be. I continue to study. I consider my consciousness is growing, but I know what the truth is. And someday, maybe in this lifetime, maybe not, I know that I will experience it because we are all meant to do that. So I refer you to various sources that you can get the information, know the truth, but in the meantime, honor the truth with love, with appreciation, with compassion, with kindness, with gratitude, and with patience. It's especially with other people, because every one of us is different. We think differently. We've been brought up different ways. We've come from different backgrounds, and we have different. We all have genes, but different genes that are expressing themselves. Have more patience, and as Joyce said so well, stop the judgment. This will help you to evolve your own consciousness, closer and closer to that state known as self-realization. The Buddhists call it equanimity with the Creator, meaning that you bring your consciousness to that level, and that level is one of unconditional love. It is one of wanting to bestow, wanting to help, wanting to share, wanting to serve.
I want to make a comment on a couple of things you just shared, starting with your website. You were on a roll, so I wasn't able to get in and say that is one of the best websites if you want information. It is so good. It's like the Beverly Nadler, a guru of information. It's definitely worth getting into BeverlyNadler.com, and that's NADLER.com. It is an extraordinary website. And you have another one as well. What is the second one?
The one on strictly on, the two books that I can offer. Yes. That's vibrationalharmony.biz. And it has nothing to do with business. It is just the business of health. And it's on how to manage stress. One of the free books on there, and the second free book, Laws of the Body. Most of my, what I call my regular website, my main website, is about laws of the mind, emotion, spiritual, and the laws of the universe, which is part of my other book, Vibrational Harmony. These are things that are not on these two books on vibrationalharmony.biz, but they will help you live a healthier, happier physical life on planet Earth. That's their purpose.
So I want you to acknowledge
you,
that our websites, you're welcome, are worth going to. And the second thing I had to comment on is Beverly's statement that she's not as self-realized as she would like. I have to say that she is one of the most self-realized people I know. She works on herself every day. She has so much to offer, and I believe that's a process and a journey that you'll never be as much as you can be. So that statement coming from her, trust me, I would say she's more self-realized than about 99% of the planet.
Joyce, thank you. I really appreciate that. But I'm not putting myself down by saying that, because, you know, Yogananda, Buddha, Moses, Jesus, Emerson, Socrates, these are rare individuals who have reached the level of the full experiencing themselves. They can look at this world with everything that's going on and see it as a dream or as a movie picture or as something, you know, a creation of God, without the upset that we generally have because of the way things happen in the world. And that has to do with the physical laws. You know, we talk about the laws of the universe and the physical laws, law of polarity. We're going to see the pain and the struggle and the what we call craziness going on. They don't have that. That doesn't go on for them. But I thank you for what you said. I really appreciate it, and I am grateful that you feel that way.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that the great thinkers and the geniuses, they come from, there's always the next step. There is always more to learn. So I just had to acknowledge that. Also, your show today really reached my heart. Very special, because it reminds me of our dear departed friend Michael, who, as I said, I think of every single day and the contributions to my life. And you on this planet always contribute to my life. When you do a show, I'm always taking lots of notes. I always learn from you. And it's a really, our relationship is a role model for relationships. We don't agree on everything, not even close, but we agree on most things, and we agree that it's fine to disagree, and we don't judge each other. So you are in many ways my hero.
Oh, Joyce, thank you. I want to say that I so appreciate having you in my life and being my best friend, because the ability to be able to share the things that I want to share for the same reasons you want to share and have this show, is to help others. And I get that every week. And that, of course, aside from that, before your show, we were also best friends. But this has made it even more wonderful and more meaningful to me.
Because we support each other's life purpose, life mission. And as we're winding down here so much, I want to know first, what is your message that you want to leave our audience with, a brief message? And then I have no doubt you'll have a poem as well.
Thank you. My message is, you are a spiritual being. You will never die, nor will your loved ones. And you are destined to return to the source with true love and compassion. And the more you evolve during this lifetime, the better your life is going to be. So go out there and do what you need to do. Keep compassion close to your heart.
Great message, and now I want to hear a great poem.
Okay.
Which, by the way, folks, is an original. When Beverly shares her poems, it's always an original poem.
Thank you. And by the way, when Joyce gives a poem, it's also an original poem. Every morning when I awake, after the first conscious breath I take, I reflect on what today may bring. Will it be something that makes my heart sing? In case you wonder how I begin my day, I tell you, I meditate and pray. I ask God to reveal life's mystery and guide me to fulfill my destiny. Show me the way that I am to live. What am I to take? What am I to give? Tell me what I must learn and know. Help me evolve. Help me to grow. I know that at my core, I am part of the One, the Creator that gave rise to the earth, moon, and sun, an aspect of that which guides all that is and ever will be in this awesome world of incredible diversity. Just as I am part of the one original soul, so are you. We've come here to fulfill our role. As we descend and enter physicality, we find ourselves in a strange world of duality. We don't remember a real home or why we're here, and we feel something uncomfortable, something we call fear. We forget we are immortal spiritual beings who can never die. So the first thing we do when we emerge is cry. Now we have a body where our soul must dwell, and it feels like we've left heaven and came to hell. For on earth, some things feel good, others feel bad. Sometimes we're happy, and sometimes we're sad. Yet we are all part of the source whose consciousness we share. It is our earthly mission to be compassionate and to care, to give comfort when we can to those in sorrow and help them see a better tomorrow. To realize that everyone is our sister and brother, to learn to unconditionally love one another. And so we continue to return to earth until this is done. And then, mission completed, we merge at last with the infinite One.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. Awesome. I'm always inspired by you, via poetry or just talking or your writings, just as I am with your daughter, a.k.a. Ariana, and her beautiful, beautiful music, which, by the way, I play on our show very often, a tribute to Ariana. I just want to let you know, folks, we talked about religion and spirituality. There was a reference to that. So just know you can go to our archives, April 12, 2018, religion and spirituality, is there a difference? You might want to check that out, because it goes hand in hand like a glove with the show we did today. We even referenced it earlier. So that's in our archives on April 12th. You don't want to miss, as I said, any of our special shows. That's why I want to remind you to become a follower. And You'll see every show, every guest, every topic. All you need to do is just arrow down, and there it is. And I want to share with you a poem that I only wrote in the last week that I was inspired when I started meditating. And so I got up and just wrote it all down. It flowed through me. So let me share it with you. Because if you want to make any kind of differences with the information you're getting from our shows, here's what I suggest. Start small. That's the title, and that's how we start. Start small. Think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course. You'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Don't go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling. Don't you frown. Always stay up. Never get down. You are bright. You know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose. You want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal, get out your pen, put in deadlines and ask yourself, if not now, when? So that is my original poem that I wanted to share with you. We'll start small, think big, because you might be thinking on meditation, for example, wow, I know people meditate a half hour, an hour, however long. You could start with 2 minutes. You could start with 1 minute. Just start small, think big, and keep on going. And I'll conclude with my original prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. God bless you, one and all. Thank you so much for joining us today. We would like for you to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And when you can't do that, there are always the archives, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. So we invite you to laugh along with us, dance along with us, sing along with us, and you can do that right here, right now. And folks, go out and make someone happy today.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow. Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.